We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Show is on the air on the Big End of Bill Michaels Radio. Joe across the way. We're talking some baseball, but don't forget, we're not far off. And hopefully the Green Bay Packers join us, but the Bill Michaels Show goes every year. We head down to Super Bowl. This year we're heading down to Miami, and we're doing it compliments to some terrific people. Our friends over at Stenny's, second and National in Walker's Point, Milwaukee's best sports bar. By the way, just voted by On Milwaukee Magazine. They didn't win it, but they're the second best food when it comes to a sports bar in all of Milwaukee, with shuttles to all the games, the Packers, Brewers, Bucks, Admirals, Marquette, UWM, they got it going on over there. Also, our friends at the Milwaukee Admirals, they open up at home coming up this Saturday night. It is a big night for the Milwaukee Admirals. If you're looking for some fun and looking for a great night out, even family fun-oriented, they got a lot of good concerts coming up this year, but go to MilwaukeeAdmirals.com. That's MilwaukeeAdmirals.com. Time now to talk some baseball. Let's bring Adam McAlvey in, shall we?
Best Brewers coverage. Now, let's get the latest on the crew from insider Adam McAlvey. Brought to you by Concordia University Wisconsin Veterans Service Department. Dedicated to preparing veterans to make an impact within their next mission through education. Go to cuw.edu/veterans. This is the Bill Michaels Show.
Adam McAlvey, Brewers.com and MLB.com, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. So first and foremost, Adam, where are you?
I don't know. Let me go walk over and look at the phone and see what it says.
Right.
I'm in L.A.
Okay. I wasn't positive where you were at, so I wanted to be sure we got you first and foremost in the right location.
Yeah, I got Bueller Strasburg today.
Yeah, I was going to say, you got a good matchup out there for a Game 5. You know, that's not a bad way to go.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you, because David Stearns was, he didn't say a lot, but what he did say, or maybe what he didn't say, might have spoke the loudest in a couple of different areas. First and foremost, they're going to take a hard look at shortstop, and that's something that, as good as Orlando Arcia's glove is, he said, yeah, it's an area we have to consider. Do you think that if another option comes up that, Orlando Arcia and that low offensive output might be, better off in another area?
I do think that if they find some sort of other option, and look, they've been creative at shortstop, even in the time Orlando Arcia has been here, they've been open to using players there that aren't traditional shortstops. I think they are looking at that. I Orlando Arcia came up. It was 15.
Mm-hmm.
The thought was that he would eventually be. He could be a middle of the order type hitter. The defense was what got him to the big leagues, and what got him to the big leagues at such a young age. And the thought was that the offense would come. But that the skills were there, that this guy could be someone that you really counted on as an offensive player, and it's not happened for him. And I don't know, after this many years in the league, whether all of a sudden that's going to change. And I think we saw this season at a couple of different junctures, they were looking for either to light a fire under him or to just find someone else who could play the position. And I don't know that we had seen that happen as much in the previous years. So, yeah, I would say his hold is tenuous, and it's one of the positions that seems to me wide open this winter. There's definitely more question marks around the diamond this winter than there were last winter.
Is Travis Shaw back with his team next year?
Well, that's you know, look, you said he didn't, what David Stearns didn't say much, and you're right. He didn't really directly answer any questions in that session. That's not surprising. There's the style of this front office, and many of these, you know, front offices now is you don't make a decision until you have to make a decision. And it's not in, there's no benefit to him to saying at the 1st of October what he's going to do with a tender decision on Travis Shaw that doesn't come for months. But I think Travis Shaw is back, but I'm not very confident that that's right. You know, baseball is a game that can reward you for being patient with players who are down. And it seems so obvious, I think, to so many people who watch Travis Shaw, not just struggle, but really bottom out this season. Struggle as badly as a player can possibly struggle. But, you know, look, I'm thinking about this baseball game I'm going to go watch at Dodger Stadium today. Justin Turner, Max Muncy, Chris Taylor, Rich Hill, who else? You know, there are players in this game today that similarly, you know, bottomed out. They were cast off. Would the A's like to have Max Muncy back? Would the Mets like to have Justin Turner back? I mean, Justin Turner, you're talking about one of the best October performers in the game right now. So there is value in being patient with a player when they hit their low point, when they have the ability, if you believe they have the ability to improve. So that's the hard question the Brewers are going to have to answer on Travis Shaw is, was this just representative of the player he is now? Did his skills take a significant step back? Or was this a good baseball player who had a really, 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 really bad year? And that's going to be a question for their analysts who are looking at all the data they collected over the year, for their scouts who do it the old school way with the eyes, for their coaches, for Craig Counsell, what he saw from Travis Shaw off the field. It's going to have to be a team effort to decide what to do there. And that's why I'm going to say my guess is he's back, but I am not 100% confident that that's going to be the decision they come to. And that's going to have a big impact on the rest of their winter because, you know, third baseman, power producing third baseman don't grow on trees. And if you're going to put resources towards filling that hole, because I don't think they have, you know, Lucas Ercik is kind of the guy behind Travis Shaw, but he didn't light it up in the minors this year. So if you're going to have to put resources at that position, you've also got catcher. We were just talking about shortstop. Obviously, you're going to bring in some pitching again. There's a lot of other spots where they're going to need some resources, and Shaw's spot is one where it's going to be in the millions in arbitration, but it's at least a number that you can be there's a little bit of certainty in the number, and it can be a one-year commitment.
Hey, I wanted to ask you, how banged up was Lorenzo Cain this season? Because offensively, it was a down year, and I just, you know, people said, well, it's the beginning of the end. He's getting old, and I just didn't want to believe that. It was like, look, this man, I think, from the very beginning, from the first day he crashed into the wall, I think had things that were kind of bothering him all season.
Yeah, look, I mean, how banged up was he? He was as banged up as I've seen a player who played in a long time. And he played a lot. And it's hard with him to know because when he walks around, when he's perfectly healthy, he looks like he's banged up. So that's kind of his style. So it's hard to know when he's, you know, actually hurting. But the man was hurting bad. And the really bad one, the one that ruined his season, or at least – you know, limited him from what he did last year offensively, was that thumb. And, you know, he had that the same sort of thing that Ryan Braun had where that nerve was inflamed. They got it treated in, was it June, with a shot. And I think that was pretty good the rest of the way. But by then, I think the habits had been developed in a bad way. The numbers were down to the point, like, he just couldn't recover from it. And it sort of, I think, colored the rest of the season. And then, oh, by the way, his legs just kept getting hurt the rest of the way. That knee was really bad for the final 2 months. That ankle was taped as much as you can possibly tape up a human being at the very end. And yet, you know, that game in Denver, if they win that Saturday night game in Denver, that's one of the best individual performances I've ever seen from a Brewer is the game where Lokane made the two incredible catches in the outfield. He pulled back a tying homer. It's the game where he got hurt sliding into home plate.
Right.
He gave everything in that game. It was an inspiring performance. They lost the game, and I think, you know, and he was hurt really bad. So some of the shine was taken off the performance by the outcome. But that man played through a lot. And he, more than anyone, I think, on the whole team, really needed the offseason to get just healthy again. Hopefully those three kids let him get healthy. And he doesn't have to run around so much that he, you know, comes into camp next year not feeling strong. But look, you know, beginning of the end, that's fair. They signed a guy to a 5-year deal in his 30s. And players decline in their 30s. There are reasons that went into the Brewers believing that he has a lot of baseball left. He was a guy who came to the game late, for one. And so I think they're hopeful that his legs are going to be fine. He needs those legs going forward. But it's a fair question if you're on the pessimistic side to ask whether Lorenzo Cain is on the downside of that career. Obviously, with 3 years left on the contract, you know, that would be a bad thing for the Brewers if it comes this early. They want, you know, another good year or two before you start having to deal with trying to replace him.
A couple more things before I let you go. We're talking with Adam McCalvey of Brewers.com and MLB.com. You had mentioned, you know, pitching. Now, David Stearns didn't get specific as to what they're going to do, but, you know, I said again last night, I want to see the business plan based off the baseball plan and not vice versa. So you tell me what you think that this team has the capability of doing or is looking at going into the offseason.
Well, I think, like I said before, I think it depends on where you want to put your resources, because unfortunately it's not like you want to bring in a top pitcher on top of a perfectly constructed roster and off to the races. They've got other things to figure out with Moustakas and Grandal being free agents. I think there's some interest in bringing either guy back, but that's not going to be easy. I don't think you're going to get that done on 1-year deals like you did last year. Third base, you got to figure out. You know, left field, eventually you're going to have to figure out. Ryan Braun going into the last year of his deal. And then you get to the pitching staff. So there are issues, I think, around the roster. And it's just going to depend on where they feel like they want to put the resources. So, look, I don't know if they're going to go into another season with the idea of this pitching staff built on depth rather than strength at the top. That's been the strategy the last 2 years. It's gotten them to the playoffs. It has sort of got them there where it's an all hands on deck approach. You know, can you win a World Series with that approach? Look, I mean, I have a hard time answering that yes or no right now, sitting here in the middle of October. But I just think that's one of the questions they need to ask themselves of whether this is the winner that you go out and try to get a really number one guy at the top of your rotation. That's very much easier said than done. If you want to commit $200 million to Gerrit Cole, that option is available. But it seems to me like that is an incredibly risky option for whichever team does it, and especially so a team like the Brewers, where the payroll is – you know, look, they're pushing their payroll, but it's not going to push to the level of the Dodgers and the Red Sox and the Yankees. It's incredibly risky to put all those dollars into a pitcher and leave yourself exposed to other positions. So I don't know, Bill. I think there's definitely room to bring in a free agent starting pitcher. I don't know if it's going to be like the stud of all studs. And then you need Brandon Woodruff to be healthy. He looked great this year. And you need development from your internal guys. And I keep coming back, I feel like, when we talk to Corbin Burns. I think Corbin Burns is a huge player for next year. If he is as good as his stuff is, they can be very good. He can be a great starting pitcher. But it didn't play this year for whatever reason. And they're looking at that, and Burns has, you know, spent a lot of time working on that to get back by the end. But I just feel like he is the one of the wild cards going into this winter. And, you know, if he is good, that's a nice top two on your rotation. But, you know, look, I there's definitely room to add a starting pitcher, and I think they're going to be involved in a lot of those guys this winter. This might be the winter where they actually add a big guy.
Always good, Adam. Go enjoy the game out of Dodger Stadium. Have a big dog, and then we will talk to you when you get back, okay?
All right, Bill. Sounds good.
Appreciate it, pal. There you go. Adam McCalvy kind of breaking down the end of the season, and I tend to agree with a lot of what he just had to say. We'll get into that coming up here in just a little bit. He joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been doing it. Call them, 844-PRIDE. Go to schneiderjobs.com. Aaron Rodgers reiterates to Brett Favre on Sirius Radio that it's about winning, not the statistics. Believe it? More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back! Hopefully you're enjoying your day today. Bill Michaels Show continues on the beginning of Bill Michaels Radio. Joe across from me. You want to chime in? Do it. 855-830-8648. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Neumel Medical, treating guys with ED all over the state of Wisconsin and beyond the borders, as a matter of fact. Oh, yeah. Location in Chicago. Milwaukee, Green Bay, call them 414-455-4451. They have a 98% success rate at treating guys with ED. That's 98%, all but guaranteeing they can help you out. They can give you more energy, better mental clarity, better mood, better stamina as well, and they can also help you with the all-in-one weight loss program because that has been fantastic, and yes, it works. All you got to do is give it a shot. Start a whole new you. That is our friends over at the Neumel Medical Center, and fall is upon us, unfortunately, and if you're going to be staying indoors and doing the indoor thing, you know what I'm talking about. So get yourself better. Call the medical experts, 414-455-4451. That's 414-455-4451. That's the Neumel Medical Center. So Aaron Rodgers said it after the game. We talked about it the minute he said it. We talked about it during the 5 o'clock Steakhouse Green and Gold postgame show. And I said at the time, I said, man, if that's true, and I mean, that's not lip service. And Aaron Rodgers is buying all in, saying, look, I don't need statistics. I've done a lot statistically in my career. Right now, it's just about win. If that's true, if it's just about the wins, that's huge. And so Aaron Rodgers reiterates that to Brett Favre.
Favre, big day coming up in a couple of days, huh?
What are you getting me, Aaron? I expect something very, like a Porsche, maybe.
A Porsche, that's what you want?
For the people that don't know Aaron, and I'm obviously joking, but I would not be surprised if a Porsche doesn't show up in my house. You know, that's the type of guy Aaron is. But obviously, we're kidding. But hey, man, how do you feel with the relationship with you and Matt? How that's going? You know, the offensive system. You felt like you guys are getting a lot better with it.
I do, and I said that in the beginning, kind of coming out of training camp. I said it's going to be a work in progress because he'd never called plays for me, and I'd never heard, you know, his voice in the headset and got used to the rhythm and stuff, and I knew it was going to be a work in progress. You know, we've really been sharp and starting to finish some of the calls coming out. That really helps. You know, when you can anticipate some of those calls, it kind of gets you in that flow confidence-wise, and I think we really got that going. It obviously helps when you can run the ball because it opens up some other stuff in our plan. And for the last couple of weeks, not this week against Dallas, but the previous couple of weeks, we faced a lot of cover two, and we didn't really run the ball as well as we wanted to, but we, you know, against Philly, we were very aggressive, and we threw the ball a bunch of times, and we moved the ball methodically down the field, and I love the ability to do that, and then the ability to come back. We're going to stick with the run game. We're going to run it down the red zone where people think we're going to, you know, we're a pass-heavy team, and we ran the ball in four times, you know, three on a very similar scheme. I love it, you know, and I said after the game, and actually you said this, I remember one time years ago, you know, all the stuff that you've accomplished statistically, I mean, you've done it all, and you did it all. And there comes a point where it's about the wins, and people are going to still focus on, you know, how many touchdowns he threw, how many. But the most important thing is championships. We're putting ourselves in a position to be competitive in that conversation in a very deep NFC. But, you know, wins like a couple of days ago go a long way for the confidence of our football team, and I feel good about where we're at.
So there you go. Saying, look, Farvey, you had a lot of statistics, but at the end of the day, we get judged on wins and championships. So you got Aaron Rodgers maybe coming to grips with the reality of, look, I've done a lot statistically. I'm there, man. I'm fine. And he knows, you know, I mean, if he retired today, he's going into the Hall of Fame, right? So what else do you need? You need more rings. You are judged in this league by what you have done statistically, and what takes you, catapults you, lifts you to another echelon is rings. And that's what he's looking for. So if he's buying in, man, I'm all good with it. We talked about this during the postgame show, that if that's it, so be it, man. Perfect. That's what you want. That's what you want out of your quarterback right now. Hey, if he's going to be the guy that's going to say, look, I don't mind taking checkdowns, I don't mind handing the ball off, as long as we're putting the ball in the end zone, our defense is playing well, and we're getting wins, we're stacking success, that's what it's all about. Go with it. Go with it. When we come back, we'll see if anybody else is buying in. Brian Baldinger, Radio.com Sports NFL Insider. He is going to be joining us. We're going to talk with Baldy coming up next to the Bill Michaels Show.
Border to Border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Michael Show, we continue on this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over there at Cousin Subs, where they've got a couple of limited time only sandwiches going on right now. The chicken cordon bleu, also the hot ham and cheddar. They got them both right now for a limited time only. Just go to CousinSubs.com. You can order them online. You can have them delivered if indeed delivery is available at those select locations. So make sure you check out Cousin Subs, the official sub sandwich of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Joining us now, our Radio.com Sports NFL Insider, Brian Baldinger. He's also the host of the Prevent Defense and NFL podcast out right now on Radio.com and the Radio.com app. As always, Insider calls are brought to you by our friends on Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Brian, thanks for coming on the program. How you been, buddy?
Well, I'm great. It's good to talk to you guys. I mean, it's hump day here in the NFL, and you know, this, you blink right now, this league is going to go right by us here. So I'm just trying to still capture a few things that happened from Sunday as I start looking ahead to this weekend's games.
Yeah, I can't believe that we're already sitting here, you know, week five.
I know.
And because it seems like it just got underway and we're just starting to see the leaves change type of thing. So you've got a few teams that are undefeated. I don't even know what to make of San Francisco yet. I'll deal with that in a minute. But the Green Bay Packers sitting at 4-1, breathing down the neck of a team in Detroit coming into town who went toe-to-toe. They beat Philadelphia on the road. They went toe-to-toe with Kansas City at their place. I don't know what to make of this matchup, but are the Packers for real in your mind?
Yeah, I think they're for real. I mean, I think that there's a lot of room for improvement. But, you know, that was, you know, to have 10 days and get ready to go down to Dallas and, you know, take the Cowboys apart, be up, I think, 31-3 at one point. You know, it's not about really – it's about a couple things in this league. And one of them is just the turnover ratio. Right now they're right at the top of the league with the New England Patriots. And that's one of the ways that you get to 4-1 or get to a really good record and to find out if you're real. If you're taking care of the football and taking it away on the other side, and Mike Pettine's doing a good job with a lot of new parts, and it's not perfect yet, but, you know, I mean, you can see the roles that have already been disseminated to certain players and what they're doing, what they're asking Preston to do, what they're asking Zadarius to do, Rashawn Gary. And, you know, I mean, they played a dime defense. They played two linebackers. I mean, they played all these different looks. And so that's what, you know, Mike Pettine does. And offensively, look, I mean, I'm a big Aaron Jones fan, but that was one of the great days by a Packer running back that I can remember in a long, long time.
Yeah, they don't usually run the ball a whole lot. We were just sitting here listening to Aaron Rodgers in the last segment talk with Brett Favre and also some of the things that he reiterated in the postgame press conference saying, look, I don't need statistics. I've already got that. All I want is wins right now. Did you ever think you'd ever see the day in which a Green Bay Packers team gets a win and Aaron Rodgers doesn't throw a touchdown pass?
Well, I mean, it's a new offense, and I think, you know, that's all, you know, they're trying to figure all that out, and you're without an elite wide receiver, you know, in Devontae. And, you know, I mean, who would have thought that you could still score like they did without Devontae Adams? But, look, I mean, there's nobody in the 60-year history of the Dallas Cowboys that has run for four touchdowns in a game against them until Aaron Jones did it. You know, and for a kid from the 915, that's a big deal in El Paso. You know, he grew up a Cowboy fan and watching them and be able to do that against the Cowboys, it's a, you know, that's a distinguished honor. But, yes, I mean, they didn't need him. I mean, if you could score from the red zone by running it from 18 yards out, 5 yards out, from a yard out, I mean, that makes every quarterback's job easier. And I'm not sure that they have a great red zone offense yet. I mean, it struggled against Philadelphia in that department. And that's one of the things that, you know, we're going to find out about this Packers team, probably starting this week with Detroit, because they've got a very, very good secondary. And in fact, they're one of the best secondaries in football. And all you have to do is just watch that Kansas City game 2 weeks ago.
When you look at the rest of this division, the Bears, after a tough loss over in London, you've got Minnesota, who's kind of rebounded. I had mentioned Detroit coming into this contest. Is this the best division in football right now?
Well, I don't know if it's the best, you know, but I think it's the most. Nobody knows who's going to win this division right now. You know, it's completely up for grabs. You could say the East, in the NFC East, it's the Eagles and Cowboys going to fight it out. And, you know, you could look at the West and you could say, you know, there's three really good teams there right now, you know, in San Francisco and the Rams and Seattle. But, you know, from top to bottom, you know, probably the most balanced, you know, equal right now, because I could see Detroit is certainly involved in this in the conversation in the NFC North right now. And we know what the Bears defense is capable of doing it. You know, and this Minnesota Vikings team, like, they looked a lot better last week. And they're going to see a really good Eagles team this week. So, you know, I think all these, each week, one of these weeks, you're just going to reveal more and more about the divisions and about teams.
I want to go back to San Francisco. San Francisco, an undefeated team. Their teams that they have faced collectively are sitting now at 5-15. How good is San Francisco?
Well, they do a lot of things well. I mean, they're the number one rushing team in football. It was evidenced against a good defense at Cleveland on Monday night. Mike McDaniels, the run game coordinator, look, I mean, Kyle Shanahan will never let him leave. He could be offered the head coaching job of the Dallas Cowboys. He's not letting him out of the building. This guy is near genius. And you look at all the little subtle things that the 49ers do, and it doesn't matter if it's Matt Breida on the opening play of the game going 83 yards, or if it's Tevin Coleman or Raheem Mostert or, heck, George Kittle on a ghost motion sweep. I mean, that team can run the football. And so that's always a good bromide, you know, to kind of figure things out. And that defensive front, they've got five number one draft picks on the defensive line. And it was sort of the coming out party for Nick Bosa on Monday night. But, you know, DeForest Buckner is capable of doing that. Dee Ford has done that. I mean, it's a talented group. So they've got a lot of good things going for it right now. And they're going to get tested this week on their visit to the Rams.
I wanted to also ask you about the rest of the NFC. Now, there's probably four or five teams that are in there, but the one that doesn't get talked about nearly enough, and I think he's having a spectacular season, and I hate to say it, but Seattle and Russell Wilson, he has had an amazing year so far.
He has. You know, the last time we all saw him was on national TV on Thursday night. And, look, the throw to Tyler Lockett in the corner of the end zone, I mean, maybe Patrick Mahomes can make that throw, but not many people in this league can make that throw or would even attempt the throw. You know, and he started 117 straight games for Seattle. You know, he's the undisputed quarterback leader. You know, and there's nothing he can't do. So, and he does everything well, and and the team is well coached by Pete Carroll. And, you know, Jadeveon Clowney's just starting to get into shape after missing the whole offseason. And Ziggy Ansah and their number one pick, L.J. Collier, they're going to get better on defense as the season goes along, as those linemen really start to figure things out. You know, and so I think they're a team that's really good right now, but I think they have a chance to get better. Because the one thing about Pete Carroll throughout his history is he's not afraid to play young players, even like their number one pick, L.J. Collier. And those young players will make mistakes early in the year, but he's gambling and betting on those players being seasoned pros by the time you get to the end of the year. And we see it every year with them playing young players that get better as the season goes along. And I think that's what the Seattle Seahawks team is going to be.
We're sitting here talking with Brian Baldinger from Radio.com Sports NFL Insider, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. They're getting it done without Drew Brees. Tell me about the Saints, because it's been the Alvin Kamara show, but Teddy Bridgewater has, I think, impressed a lot of people where he's picked up where Drew Brees left off.
Well, I mean, they're just a total team. I mean, they shut the Cowboys down 2 weeks ago. You know, Zeke Elliott ran for 35 yards, you know, under 2 yards of carry. I mean, they do everything well. I mean, they're the essence of a team. No Drew Brees, no problem. And, you know, Teddy's a part of it. Teddy played great last week. But even when Teddy struggled, even up in Seattle, I mean, Alvin Kamara was a one-man show. And last week, Michael Thomas looked like, you know, the $100 million wide receiver that the Saints made him to be. And anybody that thinks that anybody can just walk into New Orleans or take New Orleans on the road and pierce that defense, look, Marshawn Lattimore is traveling with your number one wide receiver anywhere he goes, and he's going to make it awfully difficult. And Marcus Davenport just keeps getting better and better. I mean, he doesn't even know how good he can be yet. It's a really good defensive front. Sheldon Rankins is back. Linebacking core is underestimated. I mean, they just are winning these games right now as a total team. And Teddy's a part of it, but they're going to be a better team when Drew Brees actually returns.
I want to go over to the AFC real quick, because we know the Patriots are the cream of the crop, and Kansas City is going to be there. But what they're doing in Buffalo has opened a lot of eyes. Buffalo went toe-to-toe with New England. Now, ultimately, they didn't win. But nevertheless, I really like what Josh Allen is doing. Frank Gore looks a little bit rejuvenated. I like that offensive line. I think they've done some good things there. Ed Oliver, who they picked up the defensive tackle, the first-round draft choice this year. Tell me about Buffalo. Do they really have a legitimate shot at getting deep into the postseason, or is it just going to be New England and everybody else?
Well, I mean, you know, Tom Brady had his worst game since 2006 against him 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that defense is real. Now, Sean McDermott is, you know, he's got – it's just a real – if you watch him, it's a very difficult scheme to figure out. Brady struggled with it. The Tennessee Titans were awful against him last week. And, you know, they just have really good – it's really put together well. And so defensively, they keep the score down. They run the football. And Josh Allen is, look, all the guys that they brought in free agency, whether it's John Brown or Cole Beasley, they've hit on all of them. And they've got, you know, a young player in Dawson Knox, a tight end that looks like he's going to be a really good player. They rebuilt the offensive line. They brought in a new offensive line coach. They're doing everything well. I mean, they're 4-1 for a reason. I mean, they can compete with anybody, and that's how they think. You go to Tennessee and you keep the Titans to one touchdown after what Mariota did the week before. I mean, that's, you know, they're stacking wins and they're stacking good games together. And you can just tell that they're improving and they're for real, and they'll be in playoff contention all the way to the end.
Brian, it's always good to chat with you. I certainly appreciate it. Look forward to talking to you more down the road, because it's been an exciting season so far. There's no doubt about it. And I think it's really wide open, probably as wide open as I can remember in a long, long time, specifically on the NFC side, man.
I agree. I can't wait for week 6 to get started here tomorrow night.
Appreciate it, pal. Talk to you down the road, okay?
All right. My pleasure, guys. Thanks.
There you go. That was Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Brian Baldinger. Making sure to go check out his podcast, Prevent Defense. Prevent Defense. Insider calls are all brought to you by our friends on Indeed. Indeed, you can post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. That's post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Always good to get Baldy on the program. Joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider, hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. Telling you about my friends at Van Horn Automotive. And as a matter of fact, I just made the appointment. I'm going to go out and get a couple things done to the truck. And loving it. Absolutely loving it. The kids love it. As a matter of fact, it rides really nice. And the first thing they say is, can we get in the new truck? You know why? Basically because they love the new truck smell, the new car smell. But as that wears off, just an enjoyable ride. And I threw the tonneau cover open the other day, yesterday, as a matter of fact, and threw a bunch of stuff, taking to Goodwill. And it just makes things easy to haul around. It's classy enough. We went to 5 o'clock Steakhouse the other night, valeted it. You know, it's got all the bells and whistles on it. Just enjoying it from our friends out there in Oconomowoc. But Van Horn, they're all over the state. 15 dealerships in the state of Wisconsin alone, outside of the dealership or outside of the state as well. They have dealerships. Check out VanHornAuto.com. They are the exclusive dealer of the 90-day test drive. That's exactly the way it sounds. 90 days. Take it. Enjoy it. Live it, learn it, love it, and then bring it back if you don't like it, and they'll try to get you into something else that fits your lifestyle, fits your budget, maybe fits your budget even better. Bells, whistles, whatever it is you're looking for, they've got it. Check out my friends at Van Horn Automotive. Go to VanHornAuto.com. Again, that's VanHornAuto.com. When we come back, how are you liking the Major League Baseball postseason, or are you even paying attention to it at this point? More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Now, a green and gold update brought to you by Potawatomi Hotel and Casino. It's all happening at Potawatomi. Visit paysbig.com. In Green Bay, here's Mike Clemens.
The Packers worked out over a dozen players and signed a tight end, Ethan Wolf. He's 6'6", 252 pounds, has spent time with the Titans, Panthers, and Jaguars, and he fills the last spot on the team's practice squad. The Packers will practice tomorrow as they get ready to host the Detroit Lions on Monday Night Football. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
We kind of kicked everything back a day, give our guys a little bit more rest. As you know, we've got some guys battling through some things, so I thought an extra day of rest could serve us well.
Safety Darnell Savage Jr. reportedly dealing with a high ankle sprain after Sunday's win in Dallas. With a win over Detroit, the Packers would secure the lead in their division. Packers safety Adrian Amos.
Man, I'm big on this the next game. You know what I'm saying? This next game is important because it's the next game. It's still early in the season and it's a long season. We go out there and beat them, we still have, you know, a lot more season to go.
The Lions are coming off their bye week, 2-1-1 after a tough loss in Kansas City, head coach Matt Patricia.
You know, the one thing for us after the first four games or first 4 weeks, I'd say the, the thing that we'll build on the most is really our process. Right now, I think we're kind of, you know, obviously in rhythm. We understand what the week looks like. We understand what the work is that has to go in week in, week out in order to prepare and get ready to go. And that's really important to us is that process.
That's Lions head coach Matt Patricia. In Green Bay, I'm Mike Clemens on The Bill Michaels Show.
Come, my lady. Come, my lady. You're my butterfly. Welcome back! Always good stuff from Mike Clemens. Always good. The baseball postseason is... Are you paying attention to it? I guess that might be the best place to start. You know what I mean? I've enjoyed it. I really have. I've enjoyed the baseball postseason. I enjoy... I just enjoy baseball. I mean, I know some people don't, but I do. You know, if your team's not in it, you don't want to pay attention to it. But I'll tell you what, it's been good. I mean, the Yankees are the Yankees. It's like, here we go again. You know, the Yankees are back. Okay, it is what it is. But you've got some exciting games. The Cardinals game the other night, even though the Cardinals ended up winning that game in the 10th inning, to push it to a game five, Cardinals on the road now, taking on the Braves. Braves getting 97 wins on the season. You got Flaherty tonight. On the hill for the Cardinals, trying to get the closeout win, and then should they do so, the winner of the Cardinals Braves will face the winner of the Nationals Dodgers. That series also tied at two games apiece, and those teams going as we heard from Adam McCalvey a little bit earlier. He's out in L.A. Walker Buehler on the hill tonight for the Dodgers. Steven Strasburg on the hill tonight for the Nationals. So look, I've enjoyed the baseball postseason. I know, like I said, some people aren't paying attention to it. Like Matt, we were talking about baseball earlier, and he said, please, the Brewers are done. I'm on to Packers football, and the Badgers are performing well, so what do we have to talk baseball for? I get it. There's some people that, look, this is a football state. Always has been, always will be. There's no doubt about that. But I've enjoyed the baseball postseason. You've had some drama. Now, the one division, or the one series, I should say, that really didn't have any drama is the fact that the Yankees are just beat the hell out of the Minnesota Twins. And the Twins now are 0-13 in the last 13 games against the Yankees. And that was the team coming into that had really high aspirations coming into the postseason because of the way they were able to power the baseball around the parks all season long. And it just their bats got shut down. The Yankees prevailed. Now the Yankees sit and wait for the series between the Rays and the Astros. The Rays last night getting the win 4-1. knocking off the Astros, and Verlander pitching on short rest last night did not look great, gave up some runs, and all of a sudden you look down the barrel of a Game 5, and that's where they're at. The Astros pretty much ran away and hid with everything. But the Tampa Bay Rays doing the openers and the outgetters, also a la the Milwaukee Brewers, they got rid of Verlander early, and they Wiley Adams homered and made a sensational relay throw from shortstop, and that just kind of got the best of them. That set the tone last night of the Rays down in Tampa Bay, where they don't get but, what, 8,000-9,000 people in a game, and nobody down there cares. Now they're going to push that thing to tomorrow night. On Thursday night, the Rays go into Houston. They try to close it out because, like I said, that series tied at 2 games apiece as well. So, and that's going to be Glass now against Cole. Garrett Cole's going to be on the hill for Houston. So Houston, with that tremendous pitching staff, they've been pushed to the brink. So I've enjoyed the baseball postseason. I don't know about the rest of you, but I really have. We'll talk some more baseball coming up here after the top of the hour. Seth Everett, our National Baseball Insider, is going to join us, and be the last time we talk to Seth this season, most likely. Right? Is this our? It's not going to be our last time. We'll go all the way through the World Series with you.
Okay. The World Series.
Just wanted to be sure. So we'll talk with Seth and continue to talk with Seth about the ratings and also talk about baseball in general. But it's been, to me, an exciting baseball postseason. So I know, like I said, it's kind of tough. We had Tim Allen on the other day, and Tim Allen said, man, it just sucks. He can't bring himself to watch baseball. I get it. Maybe you just can't do it because your team's not there. But it's been a lot of fun. We'll talk with Seth Everett coming up after the top of the hour. Also, we want to get a look at the toe of Devontae Adams, get an explanation. I don't know if you follow this guy on Twitter, but he's an orthopedic surgeon, a former NFL head team doctor. Dr. David Chow, C-H-A-O, pro football doc is what he is on Twitter. We're going to pick his brain as to when Devontae Adams could possibly be back and healthy coming up here in the bottom of the next hour. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.